Hello and happy Monday, November 8th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. The dress that Amy Winehouse wore on stage for the last time sold at auction this past weekend for a little more than $303,000, 16 times more than what it was expected to fetch. Winehouse wore the custom-made dress by Naomi Perry in Belgrade in 2011, a month before she died. The dress was one of hundreds of items up for grab at the past weekend's Property from the Life and Career of Amy Winehouse auction at Julian's Auction in Los Angeles. A Dolce & Gabbana dress went for $187,000, a heart-shaped leather purse Winehouse had at the 2007 Brit Awards sold for $255,000. Proceeds from the auction will go to the Amy Winehouse Foundation, which her parents created to support young adults struggling with addiction. Despite writing songs like All You Need Is Love together, Paul McCartney admitted on Friday that he never told John Lennon that he loved him. As a 17-year-old Liverpool kid, you could never say that, the former Beatle said during an appearance in London to promote his new book, The Lyrics, 1956 to present. It just wasn't done, so I never really said, John, love you, mate. I never got around to it, so now it's great to realize how much I love this man. The Irish Times reported that McCartney said of his relationship with Lennon, "It's like walking up a staircase, and we've been side by side on that staircase. I'm like a fan. I just remember how great it was to work with him and how great he was, because you're not just messing around. You're not just singing with the average Joe." McCartney reflected on one of the benefits of being left-handed while crafting songs with Lennon. "Because he was right-handed, for me it was like looking in a mirror," he explained. "It was great. I could see the kind of chords that I was playing in the mirror." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news, and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.